Okay. Okay, we discussed the cotton last time. We said over a nice pshat. It's a chiddush of cotton. We said that cotton, there could be that there's two types of lashon hara. There's hezek and there's ganai. There's damage and something negative. L'chora, most times, something on a cotton is not going to be negative. Because it doesn't demonstrate something about him particularly. And Mestama, there's not going to be Hezek either. Because what's going to happen to him? He's not going to get, like, there's not going to be a Hezek.
Because it's a yellow.
But, right. But he said, for example, if it's a Yosem, so he's, no one's going to want to take him in. Or he's not going to get into the camp he wants to get into, or to the school he wants to get into, all this type of stuff. So maybe then it's Shaykh HaHezek. But B'derach Klal, a person's joking around, he's not going to be Shaykh HaHezek. It's not Gnai. So Mela, he said, that's only for a Yosef. V'da, halacha dal, klal ches, halacha dal. This is Sibu Lashon Hara, afilu alam aretz. Even on the Alma Aretz, ki gahu b'chal am Hashem v'tzivah Yisav shu tziyam mitzrayim. They're included in the Jewish people that were part of the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Chol shekeni mu tam Bevada Mesap Lashonara
love
Avoinai Gadol Harbe Yoyser. Where you can no longer ask him for Mechila. So he's Noifel B'Gehenem. Kama pa'am nichnas ha'idei zeh b'chol mevazeh tam l'chacham v'yadu ha'goydol onshoi shel ha'mevazeh tam l'chacham. It could be that it's included in the mevazeh tam l'chacham, which doesn't have to be, but it could be. Okay? Now, okay. Now, Hayetzara Mesis La'adam, Deloishai Klal Din Mevazatam Hacham Rak Bizman Agamara, Shayu Chachamim B'Yoyser, Aval Al Elush Bizmaneno. Well, you can't, you know. Yeah, that Gemara that says the love, the problem of Mevazatam Hacham is some in those days. But Avoloyal Elushib is Manenu, Vutos Gomor, the Holtam Chachmul Fiador. A few of his Manenu in Urak, Roy is someone who's Amo Batara and Roy Lahiris. They bring that over here that anyone that people think is the Tamachacham, Rav Chaim Kanevsky used to say, it's for to be Zion. So, even if he's not, but people think he is, it's also a problem. I heard from Reuben Reich said over said that Chaim Oizer used to say, "There was no Oizer and a Zoyviat Hamachachos." Right? So he said, "So okay, if you know Menachas so you talk about right?" So he's saying the point is it doesn't go by what's. But that doesn't have to be a objective definition. A subjective definition may be included in this.
I don't get the whole piece. He started off saying, you might think an Amar Hartz is not. And
Turns as it is.
there's it isn't. Not only that, even Talmud Chacham.
Right. No, what?
A person is, he speak about anybody here, every Lashon Hara. Culture.
No, I understand. But now he's going on on a tangent, a shtickle, that the Gemara in the Gemara says it's Dvarash and Baza, and Yadu HaGoydol Oinshe Shel, and now he's saying it's not just regular Lashon Hara.
Lesson R plus.
Right. So on that plus is what he's saying, all this extra points here. The Tamal Chacham is right, Lahayreis, etc. So it could be included in Mevazet Tamal Chacham. I feel between my alma feel shall the father of completely who were chayiv nidui, like it says in your day, Shin Lamadal. If he's the Pesach in the city, so for sure it's also because by being Mavazim, people aren't going to listen to him anymore. The Mavazim because you use his Piskei Halacha. But besides that, he's been Manea Rabin from Avodas Hashem because now he's going to mind it. Why should we go and ask Mashailas? What's the point of asking Mashaila? He doesn't know that much anyway. And mainly what's going to happen is everyone's going to go ahead and follow their own Piskei Halacha. It's going to end up being a total disaster. So mainly that's all going to be on you. Okay? Now, they bring in the Dirshu, a fascinating letter from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish says that a chilek of being a Talmud Chacham is a Talmud Chacham with midos. So just like you're allowed to say on a baker, he doesn't have good bread, right? But you're not allowed to say the baker doesn't have good meals. Because what's the point?
Like you sound like Thales, that's in it.
So he's so Hashem Shemot Lasapra Loshan Hara Al Uman Bum Nasai, Im Adam Bavira Lav Latzairich, Kochkin Shemot Lasapr, and Misha Tarasum Nasai, that he doesn't have good midos. Why? Because that's a chelek of what he is promoting.
I mean, a baker is no sheikhs, but a tamachach.
Right. So in other words, l'chori, he means it to Ellis, obviously. So the point is that it's the tells. What's the tells? Yeah, to tell us is you want to go learn by a certain Talmud Chacham. So I should I just like if you want to go buy bread, I tell you, look, he's an amazing guy. Doesn't make good bread. Don't buy it. Whatever, right? What if I tell you his bread is great, but he's a horrible person? I'm not asking you about doing a shidduch with him. I want breakfast. I'm sorry. Well, why are you telling me about his meat? She said, what about, I'm going to learn by someone. So I can, if he doesn't give a good shear, I don't think you're going to gain from his Torah. I don't think it's your style, whatever. Fine. What if he has great Torah, but he's bad meanness? So that's a Chiddush Chazon Ish. That's what he's saying, is that a chelek of what the Talmud Chacham is giving over is his meanness. He has to have good meanness to be able to.
He's specifically talking about that case of somebody going to learn from, or he's just saying in general.
So that's the most.
Seems like a very cautious way to explain what he's saying.
Right. Right.
It sounds like what he's saying is that so people don't halt him as Talmud Chacham, so they don't pervert what Talmud Chacham is.
Right. So
that's what it sounds
like. I went a little more conservative on that.
Somebody going to Yeshiva or something.
What? If I can find the safer quickly, what is it, 41? Let me see if I can find the safer one.
Very good for tail, is you let us say in a bigger bedroom.
Yeah, of course.
And then somebody says, just say I have good bread, I want to go buy it. He tells me, he's not asleep, he's telling
No, I know, but then it's discussed so many times, we said in the beginning about, like, you know, I want to say, like, a restaurant has bad food or whatever. Even like,
I guess, because initially, it's like this. Let's see what he says. We'll read it inside together. It's an important piece. He says, "In kidaiti ki roi la machzikim b'taras Hashem ladas es gedulah boif ma'amiti." Mim huto ladav l'shan hara al uman be'umnasai leheish adurish alav letzayrech. Someone that wants to know what's going on in that bakery, I can talk about his bread.
It's like supporters?
No, I don't think so. In other words, the people that are following in that way, the machzik and the derech, and that's what he means. He brings here two pshat, and that's the truth. He brings down here one shot that the Chazanish meant what you're saying. That's a hard piece here, but I think you mean, maybe you don't know what you're saying, that someone that's an example for other people, that alone, you don't have to go learn by him. Even just watching him is learning by him. So perverting what Torah is, like you said, anyway, so
is he answering a shiloh there, or is
it looks like there's history. It looks like there's something going on over here. It was part of a story. It definitely looks like it was part of a story. Okay, it's an interesting shakotaria. Now he's going to start introducing a whole new concept, which is that, like many halachas, for example, ribis, a lot of benon chavera, kibud avim, the Gemara tells us that it's only someone that's bechlal amisecha. It's only negeah to someone that is included as part of your nation that keeps Torah and mitzvahs. But someone that's not part of your nation, that doesn't keep Torah and mitzvahs, even though they're technically Jewish, they're not subject to those dinim. Kesef talve es ami, es ha'ani imach, right? So you're allowed to lend ribs to someone that's not ami. So here also says, loisoinu ish es amisoi. Don't speak Lashon Hara about amisoi. So mainly you're allowed to speak Lashon Hara about someone who's an apikoris who doesn't fall b'chal amisai. Okay? Aval oisad anashim shemakir m'sheyesh b'yam apikorsis mitzvah l'ganoisim ulevazoisam. If someone's an apikoris, you're allowed, and it's a mitzvah, to embarrass them, to get rid of them, b'im b'fneim b'in shul b'fneim. As Rabbi Zimmerman said, when he spoke here, I said, apikoris used to mean someone that says kfirah. Nowadays, it means anyone disagrees with me. You have to be careful. You have to know how crazy is. You can't just, you know. But anyway. Okay.
I'm confused about about this tale. You're allowed to say, we spent so long explaining how you're not allowed to say.